No, sorry.
Oh, well. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Hewitt. Been very helpful.
Come on, John.
I've got change if you still want to.
Nicotine patches. Remember, I'm doing well.
So what was that all about?
I needed to look inside his wallet.
Why?
Mr. Hewitt's a liar.
Janus Kahrs.
Why would you be giving me a clue?
Why does anyone do anything? Because I'm bored. We were made for each other, Sherlock.
And talk to me in your own voice.
Patience.
Blood was on that seat, would you say?
How much? About a pint.
Not about. Exactly a pint. That was their first mistake. Blood's definitely Ian Monkford's, but it's been frozen.
Frozen?
There are clear signs. I think Ian Monkford gave a pint of his blood some time ago, and that's what they spread on the seat.
Who did?
Janus Kahrs. The clue's in the name.
The god with two faces?
Exactly. They provide a very special service if you've got any kind of a problem. Money troubles, bad marriage, whatever. Janus Kahrs will help you disappear. Ian Monkford was up to his eyes in some kind of trouble. Financial, I guess. He's a banker. Couldn't see a way out. But if he were to vanish, if the car he hired was found abandoned with his blood all over the driver's seat...
So where is he?
Colombia.
Colombia?
Mr. Hewitt of Janus Kahrs had a 20,000 Colombian peso note in his wallet. Quite a bit of change, too. He told us he hadn't been abroad recently, but when I asked him about the cars, I could see his tan line clearly. No one wears a shirt on a sunbed. That plus his arm.
His arm?
Kept scratching it. Obviously irritating him and bleeding. Why? Because he'd recently had a booster jab. Hep B, probably. Difficult to tell at that distance. Conclusion? He'd just come back from settling Ian Monkford into his new life in Colombia. Mrs. Monkford cashes in the life insurance, and she splits it with Janus Kahrs.
Mrs. Monkford?
Oh, yes, she's in on it, too. Now go and arrest them, Inspector. That's what you do best. We need to let our friendly bomber know that the case is solved. I am on fire!